When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
No man, down in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of shine. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine.
Welcome to episode 371 of 4th of John. I am Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Primo, a.k.a. Prime, in the building. Today we're talking about the 53-man roster breakdown. Howie doing Howie things. If you have not been following our socials or following the amount of players that have been cut, released, waived, whatever you want to call it, it's been a whirlwind of emotions for you. Trey Sermon stands, Britton Covey stands, every guy has their own. Hollis was a big fan of Morrow. These guys are all out the door, but we're going to try and break down what these roster moves means. I think it's just thinking of what Howie does and how he's like, it's basically like trimming the fat. You're trying to get to that nice, the core. I'm not going to even say that. I'm just going to say, you trim the fat, right? It's the quality. You're looking for the quality beef here.
You're looking for the nice cut of meat. I got you.
The nice cut of meat. You got it. So I think Howie had a tough job to do, and I think he did it. And people are going to be in their fields, and we're going to talk about it. I mean, who's in their fields right now? Ev, Prime, are you?
I'm a little bit in my fields right now.
Okay.
I will say that I'm enjoying a nice – watermelon Red Bull right here. Red Bull is a freebie for you. Okay, send anything my way.
Nice.
I've been advertising this on the show for years now. But I'm in my feels. You know what? I've went as far as I possibly could on the Aaron Sipos support train. I rode and died for my guy. You know what I mean? There was a bunch of people that wanted his head on a spear, and they got it. They finally got it. We're now heading into the season with absolutely no punter. Fine. Well, I'm sure we'll figure it out. Punting isn't a big part of our game anyway. But I'm shedding a tear for Aaron Sipos tonight. I think I'm the lone Aaron Sipos stand out here.
I thought about you, man. You know what I mean? Especially when the fact that they announced that Sipos was gone, I was like, oh shit, Evan's definitely in this feeling. But you know what I mean? I'm gonna admit I was wrong. I was, all in on Sermon making this squad, man. I thought he was doing his thing in preseason, and I thought he was going to go ahead and prove used to wrong, but I guess that wasn't the case. I still feel like, he was holding it down pretty well in the preseason and in practice, but, what does it matter what we think? It's at the end of the day what those guys think, and obviously they made the decision by cutting him loose today, so that sucks. I still think he was the better guy than Penny.
It's just a tough scene. Our 1-4, we're gonna get into it in a second, but we're super quality. I think we should might as well just go ahead and bring it up. But shout out to people in chat. Shout out to Mark. Shout out to I saw Rack Shack trying to give me some DMs about breaking news out there. Shout out to you during the day. It's always great to get some extra news. Todd was in the texting me, letting me know about we should sign that tight end that just got cut by the Broncos, and we did. So Todd the GM making moves out here. There's some concerns that people are bringing up with the four wide receivers, but it is what it is. Shout out to Janae in the building, but we're gonna get into it. Let's go right ahead and talk about our favorite position, the quarterback position. You know, obviously, Jalen Hurts, all world. This is rare air today. If you guys didn't see, you know, Jalen Hurts, he has his trademark rare air. So we got the rare air QB coming with some clothing brand coming your way soon. We followed by Marcus Mariota. I'm not he's a veteran, but he played like a rookie. The man from Stanford, Tanner McKee, had an excellent preseason and camp. I think he did a phenomenal job. So any thoughts about the quarterback position?
I think that the quarterback position was it was a somewhat straightforward thing. I mean, obviously, the Jalen Hurts thing, that's couldn't be more of a lock of him obviously being the top guy on that roster. But I was going into this hoping that the guy we picked up, Tanner McKee, would be able to edge out Ian Book, because I mean, he's been on the roster for a few years now, hasn't really shown anything that overly impresses me. He's just, you know, been that third QB, not really contributing anything. I think that Tanner McKee, honestly, from what I saw in the preseason, I think if he continues on his trajectory, I don't know why he shouldn't be the backup quarterback. Marcus Mariota did not impress me that much this preseason. And honestly, you know, I just think that he is there because of the name, as in the QB2. I think he's there because of his vet presence and because of his name. And I think that McKee should be the backup quarterback for this team.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I mean, definitely seeing McKee in the preseason, he was doing his thing. It just goes to make you wonder, like, you know, are these guys just basing this decision off of the veteran, you know, background that Mariota has coming into the league? He definitely did not look like a veteran going into the preseason. I mean, it's like what Gail was saying, he was more looking like a rookie every time he went in there. I mean, it was just like you wanted to see something exciting out of him, and we never got it. Shit, they even, I think, put him out to kick field goals yesterday, and that didn't even go well. So, I mean, they're reaching with him. But, I mean, look, it's just, again, you sit there and you see how this guy's playing, and you're like, to believe that we were getting ready to go all in to just try to get him a few years back. Now, I mean, it's just like, I'm glad we definitely didn't make that decision. But, hey, here we are, you know what I mean?
It's hard to still not sit back and wonder.
Facts.
Now, we all went to Fan Fest this weekend. We had an opportunity. Some who stayed later got a chance to see Nick Foles.
I saw Nick Foles.
Did you see him?
Yeah, drove by on the golf cart. I was standing right next to you.
Nice, very nice. But did you touch Nick Foles, though?
Dude, I think you need a restraining order after that comment. Where did you touch the man?
I had a quick dap.
Go on the doll where you touched the man.
Had a quick dap. It was a crazy scene where Eagle fans were around him. He said, never close the door on Philadelphia. So I'm just leaving it. That's how he left it. So I'm going to leave it there. So Nick Foles said, don't ever close the door on Philadelphia. So if they need another backup quarterback, he's on speed dial.
I just don't have it.
I'm just saying. That's what I heard.
Dude, I want him to open up like a monastery in Philly. That'd be cool if he wants to open up a church and then, you know, lead sermons that take us into Football Sunday. That's cool.
But I want to
football career in Philly.
I want to say I was very frightened by the fans that were the words that they were saying, and just they love this.
Were they talking about his package?
They were talking about everything.
Yeah,
and he kept his cool. His wife was like, "Oh my god," they were about to like pull the cart over, and then the security guards were like starting to throw hands. So it was a weird scene.
Nick Foles' wife had the opportunity to do one of the funniest things ever and just wear a T-shirt that just said like the rumors are all true or something like that. That would have been fucking hilarious.
Now Corey says Bird Gang, crazy to see some of those names who got cut. Shows how loaded we really are. And Ev, if you want to bring up those guys that did get cut,
yeah,
I will. I'll let you read that off in a sec. But PZ's talking about NFC East champs, NFC champs, and now he's saying Super Bowl champs. I agree. Todd is talking punt god on every single episode. You know, have at it, because we don't have a punter at this moment. But as we move right along to the running back position, we're talking about DeAndre Swift, Kenny Gainwell, Rashad Penny, and Boston Scott. I think overall this group here, I'm almost like braggadocious when I talk about our running backs. I'm talking about four running backs who I superbly agree that can do. It's a jack of all trades. I'm not going to say Jonathan Taylor of none, but it's a fucking jack of all trades. I love this group. And I think, DeAndre Swift, he's putting on for his city. We have Boston Scott, the giant killer. We're talking about Kenneth Gainwell, earned every second of his time here. He's been that dude since he got here as a rookie. And Rashad Penny, if you're frugal gang like Evan is, you like the pennies.
Yes, sir. Mr. 1 cent. You nailed it on the head. I think that this running back group is one of the best ones that we've had in recent years. The obvious thing is the whole injury thing. Obviously, Rashad Penny's had injury problems. DeAndre Swift has had injury problems. We want these guys to stay upright. And behind this offensive line, honestly, the sky is the limit. But, it's a long season, man. And making sure these guys stay healthy. I think a healthy rotation between the four of these guys is what would make out best for everybody's health.
I mean, what's not to love about this rotation? We're talking about two guys we brought from outside of the organization into the organization this year. And us football fans, you know, being fans of these two guys, last year when we went to Detroit, it was cool to see Swift on the field, you know, even though he's playing for the Lions. I mean, being a fan of his and seeing how he plays, Hard Knocks definitely got me on board on watching, you know, him live. And I'm glad, you know, we got the opportunity. Now he's playing for us. And then Rashad Penny, I mean, there's the expectations with him, you know, some concerns about his health and everything. But at the end of the day, he's with us. You know, it's a whole different ball game. You know, it's a fresh start for him. So, I hope he definitely lasts a whole lot longer than a lot of people are expecting. And we'll see. You know, I mean, we'll see. I mean, he already proved me wrong by making the squad. So, you know, I'm all in there. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about.
I do have a question for you guys and for the audience. I mean, I assume you guys are both in the fantasy football league this year. Is there anybody that you would stay away from on this Eagles running back group? I mean, are you going after an Eagles running back in your draft? Are you kind of trying to stay away from it just because there's too many mouths to feed? What are you doing?
If I'm going to put my money on someone, I think Swift, even though Kenny Gainwell got a lot of the reps here, mm-hmm. I think to protect Swift, you know, I think he's a guy that I fully believe should, you know, take a majority of the reps. Not saying that Kenny Gainwell isn't that guy either. I think he's one of those versatile pieces, but I think when Swift has to drop the hammer, he's just going to do that. I think Rashad Penny, talking about injury prone, but like
I got him in like the 13th round.
Obviously. Penny?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good solid option as well, but I think
he's a bench running back for me right now.
So if I'm a fantasy guy, I'm going to go with Swift on this one.
Yeah, I got to agree, man. Swift is definitely the guy to go with on that one. That's just my only problem when I'm in fantasy, bro. I always got to get one. I either got to get a wide receiver or a running back from our squad. And if I'm going to go running back.
I unintentionally went with the complete homer draft in my first fantasy football draft of the year. I went Hurts, Devontae, and Penny's on the bench.
So. Now, I'm thinking here, right? I'm just thinking I'm not playing fantasy football again, guys. This is my second year of not playing fantasy football, and I think it's one of the best things I've ever done in my life.
You don't sports bet either. So
you're talking about a guy who used to work at Roto World. Yeah. So for me not to play fantasy football, I'm just saying, like, just try it 1 year. Just see how you feel.
It's hard. I've tried. I can't do it.
I'm just saying. I used to be in 10 leagues every year. I went from 10 league games to like zero.
I mean, so, do you think that possibly you could have just dialed it back and enjoyed yourself more if you had, I don't know, two leagues? One league?
I lose sleep. I don't eat.
Because you're in 10 leagues, dude.
Bro,
I think I'm only doing one this year. So I'm somewhat there, but I'm only sticking to one this year. Like, and I'm probably going to bet a little bit more like on DraftKings or FanDuel.
Now, Anthony says Sermon was the odd man out.
Yes, he was.
Stop.
Chase is saying, has any elite teams have a punter issue? I think that's what we're talking about as Eagle fans. We're talking about punting, punters. We're talking about wide receiver of five.
Sounds like Sirianni's going fourth and fourth.
I mean, if you remember, let's talk about as we were going into last season, coming off the offseason. The number one concern we kept on hearing about was Aaron Sipos. Everybody was saying, oh, we got to change up the punter. Okay, I'll give it to you guys that you guys foresaw that that would be the biggest issue on the field. But I'm also going to say we really didn't have any issues. So that just became the biggest issue. We went to the Super Bowl. I mean, so if we're once again looking at this roster and our biggest complaint is the punter, I think we're in pretty damn good shape heading into the season, guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like we're talking about depth here. And again, moving on to the next position, this is where you can have your feels about something. You can feel a certain way about this position. But you talk about Quez Watkins, who we've all wanted to see something in this offseason where he, you know, took, you know, every bit of words that he saw on the timeline and took it and transformed it into something amazing during this offseason, got injured. So we haven't really got to see a lot of Quez. But Zaccheaus that we brought in via free agency, we love the move, you know, in terms of a depth piece. You know, he can play from the slot. You can move him around. You know, obviously the media is now trying to put Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown up against each other as 1A or 1B or whatever, because that's the thing to do these days. But that's four guys who I think we can rely on. Mm-hmm. You know, we're hoping we can rely on Quez. We hope that there's some guys missing from that group here that, you know, could have been Britton Covey. We talked a lot about Britton Covey, who I do think he might be back. Mm-hmm. He got cut last year. They brought him back.
I don't know. So, like, this is the way that I'm looking at it, because I see so many people on the timeline in the comment section right now that are complaining about the fact that we only kept four wide receivers. But, like, let's just look at how this offense is structured. The top two wide receivers we had last year, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, both were 4 yards shy. A.J. was 4 yards shy of 1,500 yards. Devontae was 4 yards shy of 1,200 yards. Then you have Dallas Goedert at 702 yards. Then another large gap to Quez Watkins with 354 yards. He was the fourth highest receiver on the team. Then Gainwell, and then Pascal, finally, our wide receiver four, with 150 yards. Dude, we don't throw to anything beyond the top two wide receivers and the tight ends. That's our offense. And so everybody, I understand that it's not traditional for teams to just keep four wide receivers. That's how our offense is structured. That's how we win. And as long as the top two targets are getting fed, we're going to be fine.
And what about Gainwell playing some wide receiver snaps? Because he does have the best hands of the group. You can move him in.
And when you
think
about all of the different combinations of guys you can have on the field with this stacked running back group, think about having Kenny Gainwell out in the wide receiver position and then having either Penny or Swift in the backfield. I mean, those are the types of options I think we're going into the year with. And I'm fine with that, honestly, because I think that I've said before, I think Britton Covey was soaking up a spot on this roster. I was okay with the experiment last year and just having a guy that is primarily just a returner, but he ended up not doing anything productive, and it just ended up being a sunken roster spot. I view it as like we got to have a guy that can do other things, whether it's play wide receiver, play cornerback, in addition to returning, because I think that all those spots are valuable.
Well, at the same time, I mean, today's pickup with Albert, I'm not going to say his last name. Oh,
say it.
I mean, you know, that's an addition right there. So, I mean, maybe that's one of the reasons why they decided to just stick with the four and go with a two tight end, you know, scheme. So who knows? I mean, you guys bring up a good point. I mean, three out of our four running backs are good dump off running backs that we can just go ahead and toss the ball to.
Yep.
So, I mean, hey, somewhere, somehow, those guys are going to fill in that gap.
Yep. Joseph in the comments reminding us that we don't have a punter. This is going to be the number one answer from Eagle fans. We don't have a punter. That'd be funny if the Eagles rolled Ghost Rider the whip on the punter. I would love that. That would be just funny. Just be funny. Like, just had Jake Elliott. You want to play punter for just this week? Because we're gonna trash New England. And you guys feel me on that one?
I feel you on that.
I'm in. We don't even need a punter because we're gonna trash.
I feel you now.
Well, I think that and you look at the way that Nick Sirianni calls games too. I mean, when fourth down comes around, he uses all four downs. You know what I mean? If he's in field goal range, he's probably gonna go for it unless he's like 40 yards plus and out. And if he is, you know, on our own 45 and beyond in that kind of in between area, he's probably gonna go for it too. So I don't think he really values the punter that much.
Yeah.
Let's see. Another person that didn't get valued that much was Devin Allen, because Pete Nathan is in his fields. He said, my boy Devin Allen got waived, man. Hopefully they add him to the practice squad or the 53. Obviously, he is a practice squad candidate. We have 16 roster spots there. So he's going to team up with the boy band. Greg Ward will be there. Who else will be there? There's a lot of guys. I mean, Tyree Jackson could be still there. There'll be some dudes.
Well, when did they fill that in?
They could be any minute.
Okay.
I also like. I want to take a step back to. Do you remember when we played Denver last year and we had that beat writer on? Forgive me. I forget his name.
Just pull the shadow over. Okay. Just kidding.
But my point is that when we had him on for that game. We were asking them about the tight end position, and we were talking to them about, I think they had Noah Fant at the time.
Was it Stephen O'Reilly?
Possibly.
That was my buddy.
You said that. That with some stank on your face, dude.
Like, I'm just kidding. I think that's who you talk about.
Okay, but yeah, that guy. And so anyway, we were asking about the punt position. We were asking about guys like Noah Fant, who was on the team at the time. And he said that anyone that's a Broncos fan knows that who they're hyped for is this Albert O dude that's the guy that they were all hyping up, and they think that he was going to be the future. And now, you know, cut to 7-8 months later, he's on our roster. So I'm with it.
Talking about tight ends here. Let's talk about the tight end position here. Here we go. That is not the right one, my guy. That is not the right one. That was the.
Did you want me to list off all the people that got cut? Because I did bring that up.
Yeah, right after this, we'll go ahead and do that. Albert, yeah, you could try and pronounce his name if you want. I call him Albert O for now.
Oakwee Bunham. That's
Oakwee Bunham.
That's how I would say it.
We got Jack Stoll. He's been, I always call him Old Navy because it's nothing flashy. It's just he does what he does. Dallas Goedert is the guy. He's the god at the position, no pun intended. Grant Calcaterra, I think Evan was very concerned about his medicals last year, but he's shown to be serviceable and healthy at the moment. So I think overall, just bringing in Albert O took Tyrese Jackson's spot because Tyrese Jackson.
And right on cue, T. Carmack says Albert O is just a Tyree Jackson in further development. And, you know, I mean, Tyree Jackson was one of those guys that everybody in the building was like hyping up the past couple of years. And then he just continually got injured during the preseason and during training camp. But, I mean, the hype for him was, you know, it was nice. I think similar to Albert O.
I think you talk about development piece, you know, former quarterback from Buffalo. I think you'd like him to turn into that. You'd like him to turn into the next Jordan Reed. Also a former quarterback in his time, but it just didn't happen. Got injured again. Tyrese Jackson still could be that dude down the road, but he's got to develop his game. And it's right now we don't have time to develop.
No. I'm sorry, dude. I'm just saying that I think his injuries cooked him, bro. And I'm not wishing Tyree Jackson any ill will. I hope he can bounce back from all the injuries, but just from watching the NFL for the past 25 years, after you just get continually injured time and time and time again like that,
it's a wrap.
It's a wrap, man.
Mark G says, yo, fellas, let's go. Can't wait to see this team in action soon. Glad McKee is here and Eli Ricks maybe diamond pulled out of the cesspool. Well, I mean, Eli Ricks is – this is pulled out of the SEC pool or the SEC script a la Mark Bird. Who said he drafted Swift late in his draft?
Not bad.
Now, Bob says, you think Howie passed on Taylor? Still hours left in the day. definitely Taylor is going to be on pretty much lockdown as he's on the pup for four weeks. So any of you guys who drafted him in your fantasy leagues, that would be Todd in the comments. He drafted Taylor. He's stuck for 4 weeks, not going anywhere, not been traded. Offers were not up to their liking. It was so Miami, another team.
So question, so you're saying that he can't get traded? He can't get traded if he's on the pup?
I don't believe so. Well, he can't play.
Well, that's my follow up question.
Yeah, I don't know if he can get traded.
Can you take him? Can another team take him off the
pup? Can another team take him off
the pup? I'm not sure about that. He's pretty much on ice for 4 weeks.
Gotcha.
He still might be in this area in South Jersey. Shout out to Benny. He said he saw him running in the neighborhoods of South Jersey somewhere. I'm not going to give you his address, but do what you will if you see him in the streets.
Pete Nathan just pissed about the fact that we've mentioned fantasy football a few times now.
He says he doesn't play regular fantasy football. What kind of fantasy football do you play then, buddy?
Actual fantasy.
Bro, I'm just telling you, take a year off. Just let me know how you feel.
Can't do it, bro.
Why don't you try doing
just
a year?
Say, with just say.
Why don't you try doing a year with just one league instead of 10?
Maybe we'll have a fourth and John league. How about that?
It's kind of crazy that we've been doing this for like 6 years or 7 years. I don't think we've ever done one.
we've been talking about it, but you're right.
But it's one of those things where it comes around. I'm like, all right, I'm already in fucking three leagues. I'm not trying to add a fourth on here. Yeah.
Do you want to go over the offensive line position and then do the cuts or do the
– You're driving, pal.
I mean
– Me.
I feel like it's we'll do a halftime. Okay. Halftime cut.
Okay.
With Evan Hurd, Hollywood Hearn. How about that one?
Sounds good.
Offensive line, we got nine dudes, quality guys here. But overall, you know, Jordan Bellata, Landon Dickerson, the big bopper. Jason Kelsey, the elder statesman, Cam Jurgens at right guard, Lane Johnson, you know, backing him up, Jack Driscoll, who's been not Jack Driscoll-like. We have Tyler Steen, who can play left tackle. He can play guard, perhaps. And then we have Sua Opeta, I said the elder statesman of the back end of the roster dudes for the offensive line. Fred Johnson, who signed himself to, what, a two-year deal?
Yeah.
So they like what he brings to the table. Talk about the guys on the back end. Who can do what? We're talking about versatility. Driscoll, Steen. You know, this is a good group. This is a very good group.
I think
except for depth is, you know.
I think this is best case scenario. I mean, I kind of went into this camp hoping that Cam Jurgens was going to be able to win that right guard spot. I know that a lot of people – you know, thought that he was going to be too small to play it. But the fact that we're able to, you know, not redshirt him for a second consecutive year, actually get him in some games, get him in some significant action. You know, it's time we start polishing him. And I'm happy that he was able to land that starting spot. And Steen will be good depth for sure. Looks like he can move around a lot.
Yeah, there's some big boys here on this line. I got to admit, man, just seeing Fred Johnson at the open practice that one day, that's a big dude. And I didn't even realize, you know, how much he was doing his thing. And then to find out that he signed that 2-year contract because, you know, Stoutland has some confidence in him. It seems like it's another project Stoutland's looking to take on. You know what I mean? He did it with Mulata and looks like he could go ahead and build this kid up to be something real special. So, hey, I mean, I wish him nothing but the best. It looks, you know, let's go. I like his size is built and I think he's going to be perfect.
Mm. So we're going to represent Evan Hollywood Hearn is going to represent with the Hollywood Hearn halftime
cut list.
How about that?
Cut list.
Where's the theme at, man? I was looking forward to the theme. Where's it at?
I think we just came up with this segment like 5 minutes ago, so I don't think it was made.
I can give you some breaking news.
Live in Philadelphia with the list of players that were dropped from the Philadelphia Eagles this evening. Starting off the list. Starting off in no particular order, you know, the positions are jumping all the hell over here, but we're just going to go down it. Oh, because it's in alphabetical order. That makes sense.
Yep.
Wide receiver, Devin Allen. Linebacker, Quentin Bell. Quarterback, Ian Book. Running back, Kennedy Brooks. Peace, dude. DT, Robert Cooper. Wide receiver, Britton Covey. Cornerback, Mekhi Garner. Guard, Julian Good-Jones. Wide receiver, Jaden Hazelwood. Defensive end, Taron Jackson. Tight end, Tyree Jackson. Linebacker, Kyron Johnson. Wide receiver, Johnny King. Linebacker, Tyreek Maddox-Williams. Safety, Tristan McCollum. Linebacker, Nicholas Morrow. Wide receiver, Joseph Ngata. Defensive end, Janarius Robinson. Guard, Tyrese Robinson. Tight end, Brady Russell. Defensive tackle, Olive Sagapolu. Defensive tackle, Caleb Sanders. Cornerback, Josiah Scott. Guard, Josh Sills. Punter, Aaron Sipos. Rest in peace. wide receiver, Freddie Swain. Linebacker, Ben Van Sumeren. That one was kind of a shock, in my opinion. Safety, Kevon Wallace. Later. Wide receiver, Greg Ward. And finally, defensive tackle, Marvin Wilson. We're in Marvin's room right now.
You know, that's a great job. That is a great job. People in the chat are, you know.
They were loving it. They were loving the segment.
Great tone in your voice. You know, dang, always.
Pieces.
So, obviously, there's people in the chat that want a fantasy football league with Fourth and John. Maybe you guys in the comments, maybe we can get one together. Then I got to go to a show and I got to hear Mr. Rando in the comments. Oh, I beat you this week. I don't need that in my life. I don't need that in my life. What I do need in my life is a phenomenal, phenomenal defensive line. That's what I need in my life. That's what I need. That's what I really need in my life.
You need a phenomenal defensive line? Well, the good thing is you got one, pal.
Starting with the defensive tackles, the Eagles got 7. Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Milton Williams, Moro Ojomo, the rookie, Marlon Tui Pelotu, who stood me up on the interview, still will never forget them, my guy. Kentavious Street, the guy who, you know, they wanted over
Milton
Williams at one point. Someone dude wanted him.
One person, yeah.
So that is a solid group. Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, even though you got younger at the position, you let Javon go, you save money, got Jalen Carter. Cheaper.
I'm not sure how much excitement was added on to your guys, you know. It added to your level of excitement yesterday or the day before, but I'm not sure if you guys saw the Eagles players are being interviewed about who impressed the most in training camp. Mm-hmm. The resounding, unanimous answer was Jalen Carter. Everybody, offensive and defensive side of the ball, is saying, man, this Jalen Carter kid is something special. So that had me feeling a certain type of way. I'm not going to lie. Jalen Carter is going to be a menace on this defense.
Didn't you feel that when we drafted him, though?
Of course. But when I have the players on my team that are NFL caliber, that are verifying that, it kind of takes away. Because, you know, when you draft a guy in the rookie season, you can only expect so much, right? Like that. And everybody putting these expectations on Jalen Carter on the team kind of just raised it up to, yo, might have defensive rookie of the year on our team this year. Just saying.
Well, at the same time, it's just like, remember, he had quite a bit on his plate. So we weren't sure where his mindset was going to be coming into the season. But he proved that, you know, he put all that to the side and he's focusing on what's ahead of him. And he's doing his thing. So, I mean, to hear these guys, you know, really talking highly about him, it definitely means a lot. And it makes that pick even more exciting to have.
I saw some meme that was talking about – you ever see the meme talking about James Harden putting on the fat suit? Mm-hmm. It was just saying that was Jalen Carter during the NFL Combine this year. Just threw on a fat suit for the Combine.
Now, we had some edge players there, Josh Sweat, Derek Barnett, and Brandon Graham. And also on the next graphic here, if I can get to it, we'll move right along to our linebackers here and our edge players. Hassan Reddick, obviously, you know, we know who he is. Nolan Smith, Patrick Johnson. Some guys were wondering if he would make the – if you saw his – this guy got burned in the Super Bowl for being a rookie. So I think, you know, Kyron Johnson – shout out to Drew Johnson, which is Kyron Johnson's cousin. He's usually in the comments. Hopefully he's not singing Boys to Men. Because it's not the end of the road, because he could get picked up. Kyron Johnson is a talented dude, but obviously the Eagles stack roster. Now look at the linebackers. N'Kobe Dean, Zach Cunningham, Christian Ellis. We talk about three times dope, if you don't remember that group. I'm not saying they're dope, but N'Kobe Dean, he's got that opportunity to be the guy. Zach Cunningham, we bring him off the street. I think he's serviceable vet. Christian Ellis, special teams, also he can be interchangeable if you need him. But I think this is a position where maybe he'd have some things in mind. I'm not exactly sure who if Christian Ellis is a lock. What do you guys think about this?
I got to be honest. This is probably. I don't want to use the word alarming. I just want to use the word concerning. Yeah, it's the most concerning slide that has come up so far. This, I mean, only keeping three linebackers, you know, traditional linebackers in N'Kobe Dean, Zach Cunningham, and Christian Ellis. You talked about how N'Kobe Dean has an opportunity to really, you know, grab this position by the horns, but I'm not so sure if it's as much of an opportunity as much as a need. Like, we need N'Kobe Dean to step up in this linebacker group because, you know, like you said, Zach Cunningham is serviceable. Christian Ellis has looked good in the preseason against, you know, back of the roster guys. But is that going to translate into, you know, full starters, NFL players, every single down? This is definitely the group I'm worried most about is the linebackers. You know, whether we face any injury at any point in the season, I just don't think Howie's done here. I think that Howie's going to end up bringing in another linebacker. I don't see how we go into the season with this little depth.
Yeah, that's just the thing I was just getting ready to say. Howie definitely has to make a move here in that position. I agree with you, man. It definitely looks slim. I mean, not taking nothing away from N'Kobe Dean. This is this year to go ahead and bring that captain mentality that he had at Georgia over to the, you know, to the Eagles now that he's going to be into the starting rotation. Zach Cunningham, a great addition. You know, I mean, he did his thing during the preseason. Christian Ellis, I don't know, man. I my expectations for him are pretty high. I thought he'd look real good. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, I hope we get another Blankenship out of him. You know what I mean? Like, you know, come in, surprised everybody, did his thing, and then, you know, became that solidified starter on the squad. And I think, you know, he has the potential to go ahead and do it. You bring up a good point. He definitely did shine against the back end of a lot of squads, but hey, so did Blankenship, you know, mm-hmm. and then Blankenship did bring that mentality into the starting role. So yep. I hope that, you know, that trend continues with him.
Fantasy League is very popular in the chat, my guys.
See what you started. Somebody brought up a good point, man. I mean, you don't want to be in one. Cool. Run it. And me and Evan just have fun.
Oh, maybe I'll just delegate.
You're setting us up for more shit talk, Prime, because all he's going to be doing, he sits in the ivory tower the whole time. It's like, bro, your
I
squad
live for
stinks.
This shit. I live
and
for
then,
this shit.
And then, and then we can't even say anything back because he doesn't have a team.
Yeah, I used to have a Nickelodeon
league.
Worst
GM ever.
People used to get slimed and shit. Like, it was like, there was pressure. And then again, the shit talking after a loss, when you like forgot to put a dude in the roster, this is the worst feeling. I'm glad I'm not dealing with that.
Pete Nathan says Christian Ellis is a poor man's TJ Edwards. TJ Edwards was an all pro last year. I'll take a poor man's fucking TJ Edwards, man. That's
undrafted fine. As well.
Yeah, that's fine.
Pete, shout out, man.
Ryan asks, how's your bowling coming along, Brian?
It's all right, man. I'm retired for right now. All right, I'm telling.
Retired bowler. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Rackshack says, any news on Nolan Smith? I know the last we checked, you know, like here's the thing. Practices. If they
I mean, are they saying they're keeping him out?
Everything that I've read, they've been talking about they're just keeping him out for precautionary reasons. And
yeah,
but like, I don't know, man. That to me is a little bit shady because he's a rookie. He needs to get those plays in. And if you're being precautionary, yeah, I get it. You don't want to aggravate something. But why are they being so precautionary? Is the injury worse than they're leading on? Is kind of what I'm worried about.
So what if they're trying to it's going to get interesting moving up to week one, right? Do they shift things around? Do they put somebody, you know, on the PUP list? You know, they IR somebody. Could he be a candidate if they feel like he's not exactly like he's you know, when he was doing his interviews, he was kind of candid with it. And he's the way that he was talking about his shoulder is like, you know, it's my, you know, he's talking about like, you know, his issues with his shoulder, but he was being candid with it. And the way he was talking about it, I'm like, yeah, I don't want you to have like that trick shoulder where you got to throw that shit back in. You're like, nah, we're not doing that.
Yeah. And I mean, that's kind of like where my head's at, where I heard him speak on the issue and he was saying something to the effect of, you know, they told me they're just keeping me out for precautionary reasons, blah, blah, blah. I feel fine. Dude, you know where my head went first is Chris Maragos. I mean, he just settled that lawsuit where
40 mil.
Yeah. Where the Eagles told him he was fine and he wasn't. So, you know, I just have to take everything that they're telling us with a grain of salt.
Mm. Now, Todd says Jabril Cox was cut. Interesting product from North Dakota State, all transferred to LSU, drafted by the Cowboys, who also traded their other second-round pick, the guy that did his friend did the drive-by thing. It was in the news or something. He got traded as well. But enough about the Cowboys. But Jabril Cox, a linebacker who's got, you know, coverage ability. Saw him down at the Senior Bowl. What was I going to say?
He was kind of like a mixed. He could move all around the defense, can he? Can he play like safety as well as linebacker? And
yeah, safety.
He's good in coverage.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I think there's, when you take a look at this group, there's something could be in the works.
I still could
be in the works.
Speaking of the linebacker group, I think that one of the most underplayed stories of this offseason is the whole Miles Jack thing. That was weird, man. Like him coming in and then looking at this roster that is Super Bowl caliber and being like, yeah, I just don't feel like playing. Like that in a position where he easily could have made the team.
Well, he got outplayed, like, actually. The beats were all saying that, like, after the first couple practices, it felt like he didn't have it. And again, like we saw that he was underweight. I saw him. I was like, he looks underweight.
He just wants to be a plumber. I get it.
Bro. Hey, he came with two pairs of drawers. If you follow the Zach Ertz burn the boats script, you burn the boats because you're not coming back.
Yeah.
You bring your whole bag because you're not leaving.
You're okay. Breaking Prime's heart right now, talking about the Ertz is not coming back.
Hey, but, you know, at the end of the day, there's always this video. What's that?
Congratulations on your wedding, Lucky.
Remind you that you are married. Shout out to all.
Thanks,
man. but moving right along, the position group here. I say this cornerback. The cornerback, you know, these young corners got me jacked up. Because, you know, Josh Joe, you're talking about Eli Ricks, you're talking about Mario Goodrich. They're talking about those are young cornerbacks with links. And then you add Ringo, the rookie, also, they have a type.
Mm-hmm.
We have James Bradbury and Darius Slay, who were pretty much all world last year. Avante Maddox, again. Barring injury, Avante Maddox is
a top slot corner in the NFL.
He's a great add when he's healthy. What are your thoughts? I mean, who's the most exciting young cornerback on this roster?
I mean, I feel like the easy answer is Eli Ricks, just based off of the pick six in the preseason. But I mean, Josh Jobe is a dude that I've been, you know, I've been riding for Josh Jobe this entire offseason, saying how I think that he makes a step up this offseason and, you know, proves his worth. And when I saw this cornerback group and who made it, I was just as excited as you, Gail, because I looked at it and I was like, we got the youth movement going on in the corners. And it just shows that Desai and Nick Sirianni are showing true trust in these young guys, and that they've proven enough to be solid contributors with the squad.
Yeah, that's the key thing. We went young here, and that's mm-hmm. what I like, too. The fact that all those guys made the squad. I mean, you touch on Josh Jobe. He definitely was somebody that stood out. Ringo being my guy, that was that guy that I picked in the draft that, you know, I mean, a lot of people had some doubt in. He's a project, you know, and it's a good project. I think they could definitely build with him. And then, you know, I mean, the regulars, you know, Slay, Bradbury, Maddox holding it down. Three good people that these guys could definitely learn off of. So, you know, I mean, it's exciting to go ahead and see these kids go to work.
Mm-hmm. Deshae chimes in. He says he saw Rick shut Pittman down.
He did. And like that was very promising to see too, because, you know, in the preseason, most of the time it's the twos, it's the threes, it's the bubble guys that are in the game. But Eli Ricks got some valuable snaps versus, you know, teams ones in these preseason games. And obviously in the open practices, not the open practices, the joint practices as well. So, I mean, dude, he impressed. And I think that, God forbid, should anything happen to either Bradbury or Slay, I think Ricks can step up and, you know, hold down the fort for time being.
Now, T. Carmack says Ringo size and speed are interesting to me. I like him in college, a little tight, but good. Like, it's funny because every time I talk about Ringo to some random Eagle fan, we talk about Ringo. It's either tight hips or looks a little lost, or they're rooting for him. But we love the size and the speed, but it's always a but. There's always a but with Ringo, obviously. He's got a good group of corners to learn from, which is hopefully, you know, having Darius Slay, who's a very, you know, he's a mentor type. So I think I feel like he's going to take him under his wings.
Gail, you're a big believer in the jersey number makes the man, I believe. Thoughts on Ricks and Ringo with the 37 and the 39? I mean,
I hope they change it by the time the season starts, man. I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, I'm not.
But what I do like is my freshman year in college, I went to my locker. I've had small digits every year in any time I played.
What do you mean, like single digit?
Single digits. I saw 85 in my locker, and I almost cried. I did cry, actually, because that was the worst number I ever had in my life. If you could make a shitty number into something, That is saying something. Like, if you take that number and run with it, hey, that's even.
Yeah,
I ain't running with those numbers regardless.
I wouldn't, but if you're forced to have that, like, it tells you where you came from.
Yeah, right? You might have been forced during the preseason and the training, but I just don't.
You're not big on the Ocho Seco?
No. 80, oh, you talking to him? Yeah.
If you're a tight end, or if you're like a Chad six. Johnson? I say 6'6", 3 wide receiver. Not like you can't be like 5'9" and 180
numbers. That was a
50
good
pounds and be like 85.
I got you.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Awful. Todd says pick 6 Ricks. I like it.
That's a, is that you want to, you guys want to coin that phrase?
I think he already did. Not Todd. I think that Eli had talked about that's what he was called in college.
I forgot to give a shout out to Josh Gerben. He's the trademark attorney that sent me a DM and said that Jalen Hurts put a trademark in for Rare Air.
Love it.
Which nice. We all know that he signed with the Jordan brand. So could this Rare Air is for clothing. So we could get some swaggy clothing from Jalen Hurts. Shout out to Josh for breaking that. And shout out to Josh for DMing us first with that information. Appreciation. Moving right along to the safety position.
You think Ricks can, you think Ricks can return punts?
I don't know about that. Well, I'll show you who our punt returners are on paper, according to the Eagles depth chart at the moment. But our safeties here, Reed Blankenship, I think he's kind of turned into like a fan favorite a little bit. Terrell Edmonds, who we brought up in free agency. And Justin Evans, surprisingly, has been a – Beats have talked about him being the corner – the safety opposite of Reed that's starting. We'll see. Sidney Brown, a guy that we've been high on since the Senior Bowl, has made his way onto this roster. Obviously, he's drafted here, and, you know, he's flashed in camp and preseason. What do you guys think about this group overall?
To be honest with you, I think we should just stop screwing around and just throw Reed Blankenship and Sidney Brown in the starting roles. Listen, I think Justin Evans is a good depth guy. I don't think that with this secondary that we have, I don't think that we should be screwing around. I think that we just put the guys with the most potential out there. And the speed that Sidney Brown plays at in this safety group to me is second to none. I think that he looks like a blur on the field and the way he's able to get to the ball carrier through a small hole. I think he is a legitimate NFL safety. And as the same thing with Reed Blankenship, I think they'd be a great tandem to have, Reed at free safety and Sidney Brown down a strong safety. That's how I would play it.
Bro, when Sidney Brown puts his first hit in the actual game, I'm going to lose my shit. Mm-hmm. Is that dude is a beast. The way he's on that field, the way he covers, he is like just in every single play, at least a good 80% of the time. Reed, the White Knight Blankenship, that boy. Yeah. I'm looking forward to, for him going into his second year, doing his thing.
Milk missile.
That's a good one. but yeah, man, I think I'm looking forward to seeing this guy. Justin Evans, hey, I mean, it's a nice cool. I think he's good. And then, I was big on Terrell Edmonds. I liked the signing when we picked him up. I always thought he was, cliche in Pittsburgh, and I thought, coming into the squad, we would benefit off of that. So I think we're going to be all right, man.
Listen to look how Prime just lit up talking about Sidney Brown comparatively to Justin Evans. the Justin Evans thing, I'm sorry, man. Like, it just doesn't move the needle the same way.
Justin Evans was a former second-round pick. Had a, I guess, was it Achilles injury?
So Derek Barnett was a first-round pick.
Well, I mean, I'm saying the Beats, I don't know, they're saying that Evans is the guy who they – might see. I've been getting Eagle fans have been, they've been, yo, we need to drop the hammer and do the trade now with Arizona for
Buda Baker. Yeah.
Buda,
bring in Buda. Do it now.
Old news.
That would be crazy.
I mean, that would be best case scenario for Buda, who is now at this point staring down the barrel of being on the worst team in the NFL. Dude, are they planning a tank? I'm not sure if you guys have been following that team at
all. They look like they're tanking.
Yeah, I don't think.
Do you see who their coach is?
Well, I understand that. Well, but I'm just saying,
Caleb Wilson. Yeah, that's what they were tanking for.
Yeah,
get the Kyler Murray.
I couldn't imagine going into an NFL season just with the anticipation of, like, before game one even happens, and you're already hoping for the first overall pick. That is just
their quarterback who they paid all that money to. Mm-hmm. Who, if you say his name five times fast in a row,
he'll show up in a COD lobby.
Sounds like a appetizer.
Mm. Some squid.
Say
calamari,
it five times.
Calamari.
Squid.
Calamari. He is playing. He's playing. Call of Duty, getting his kills up at this moment. But talking about not killing, but killing pork out here. Mr. Juggernaut, if you've not had his pulled pork, talk about it.
Mm.
His pulled pork is amazing.
His pulled pork is nice, bro.
He said he's coming to the opener tailgate.
Ew.
Talking about a 1A and 1B guys on the grill, you know, high-fiving each other.
You talking about New England or are you talking about in...
No, oh, Minnesota game.
Okay. Minnesota opener.
I was going to say, did you anticipate me bringing that giant-ass grill up to New England?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Without telling you.
So Alex wants to see another wide receiver on the team and lose a safety or a tight end. How do you feel about that?
I want to see another wide receiver. Yeah. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't say lose a safety. Potentially a tight end. I'd be willing to part ways with. But... Another wide receiver. I'm more looking for another linebacker. But I will say that, you know, if we ended up finding a wide receiver three that was worth it, I saw that. I'm not sure if there's any validity to it, but I did see that potentially Chicago was shopping Darnell Mooney, and if he wanted to come in as a wide receiver three, I'm listening.
I like it, man. I like it. Yeah,
Ryan says, really, the white knight?
Yeah, why not? I mean, we were talking about, what, the white snake a few years ago? You know what I mean? So.
White snake.
Was that Singleton or was that Geary?
That was Nate Geary.
Okay.
He looked like Nate Geary looked like, what was the name of that video game with Snake?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That was in Mortal Kombat, was it?
Where you had to take out the controller because the thing was reading your thing and you had to switch it into the other one. Great video game.
What?
I don't know. But the only thing I think of when I think of
it was the monumental in video game playing where you had to go ahead, Ev.
I was going to say, do you remember the first thing every time whenever Nate Geary comes to mind is that one picture of him where he has his back to the quarterback? And like everybody is just, you know, rushing the quarterback and he's just got his back to him looking at the end zone and right over his head. Metal Gear Solid, everyone's saying.
Yes, Metal Gear Solid. If you're not a gamer, that was a monumental moment in video game history. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you weren't there.
I'm pretty sure that was a PlayStation only thing, wasn't it?
It's amazing. Mind blown. Darnell Mooney, you got to bring in. I'm trying to think of what punt returner out there.
I'm thinking about our corners, honestly, because like Ringo's another guy that's got crazy speed, right? Like, does he have experience in returning punts? I don't know. I think that we have a punt returner.
The other thing is, like, I will say this again a million times over. Not everyone just goes out and just catches punts naturally. It just doesn't happen. There's some guys that have a knack for it, and they just are perfect at it. And like that, you cannot.
We thought Britton Covey that was his only knack.
That is his only knack. He's just a natural catching punts.
Obliterated, catch and release.
But again, we have to go back and look at the numbers. His numbers were for punt returners were at the top at the correct, second man. Half of the season. You know what I'm saying? So first half, second half, and then last punt return was in the Super Bowl. Best that he's had the whole season. So he still might be back.
Devin Duvernay?
Is he got released?
I don't know. I'm just following Rack Shack.
I honestly haven't seen any of the other squads' releases. I haven't seen no big names, so I haven't really been paying attention.
Four wide receivers is not it, you guys. This, I mean, again, like as much as whatever we're talking about right now, this is not set in stone.
No,
last year's 53 was not set in stone. By the time the season came around,
there was a lot of moves last year under 53. You know,
hey, we got time, bro. It's September 10th is the first game of the season. Correct?
I think Duvernay was released.
Was he? Track star?
Interesting.
You're going to give up on one to go for another?
While we're at it here, let's move right along to the special teams. Okay, special teams.
I hear Jalen Rager's real.
He got let go.
I heard
Minnesota was trying to move him before they last night.
JJ got released. Just want to let you guys know. But specialists here, we have Jake Elliott, who is all world in terms of consistency. Rick Lovato, friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Rick Lovato.
Friend of Evan's dad.
That is also true.
and then we have no punter, LOL. That's what I – no punter, LOL.
I'm about to drop the tape, honestly. I mean, I was a goalie in soccer. Mm. I did punt the ball. Mm. Just saying.
Go down there, and maybe you might try out for Ev. Let's see. But if you're looking to book some trips with Philly Sports Trips, make sure to follow them at Sports Trips PHL for more information. We have locked in our dates. We have locked in our dates here.
This guy's flexing.
We're going to New England. We're going to KC.
Oh.
We're going to LA.
Oh.
And then we Dallas. I know it might be two of us on Dallas, but if you guys are looking to link up with us, we'll be excited. We'll have that face. We will have that face. But if you're if you like the podcast, you like what you do, make sure you're subscribed. You want to give us a review on iTunes? Do that as well. We'd love you for it. 5 stars only. Then someone gives us a 1 star just to be.
James Prochet already got released. Didn't he just get drafted last year?
A couple years ago. I was a big fan. Big fan of his game.
I couldn't believe. Speaking of, was there any other surprise around the leagues for you guys? I mean, Corey Davis retiring. That was another one. I was like, dude,
he just didn't have it.
Yeah, but remember when he was coming out? Like, there was a lot of people that in his draft process that were putting him as the number one wide receiver in that draft.
A lot of Tennessee fans had high hopes for him.
I remember Treadwell as well. That was another guy everyone thought was going
to. Ryan says he'll see us in KC. Oh shit! Oh. This is probably the game of the week.
Yes, sir.
It's gonna be tough. It's tough to miss that one. Brian is reporting that Saints signed a 30-year-old rookie punter. Evan, it's not too late, dog. You're right in there. But going to the just want to bring up the last point here before we take everyone's questions and answers here.
The empty punt spot's awesome.
Like, you know, it's just no one there.
You should have put no one there. Is that no, just look at it. Evan's name is next.
So, you know, Boston Scott and Kenneth Gainwell can both return kicks, right? So, I mean, that's more than serviceable.
Yeah.
We got Devontae Smith and Quez Watkins. Now, we don't want Devontae back there. You know, they put him back in there for juice moments where they need some juice. You've seen Devontae go back there. Quez Watkins, well, he's not a natural at it. He's done it. I'm not going to say well, but you know, he can do it.
What is it about? I'm not sure if I'm just linking this to our last long snapper we had, but why does Rick Lovato look like he could do some magic tricks too? He just got that look to him, bro.
Does he?
I don't know. Don't you feel like that guy if he came up to you, like with a deck of cards, he could show you something.
I think you're that long snapper profiler.
It is that long snapper profile.
but again, when you look at the kick return game now, if you this season, if you fair catch a kick return, or down, you know, you're starting at the 25. So if you were, you could do that every single time and get to the 25. So that's not a bad thing. It kind of diminishes what kick returners do. I hate the NFL for doing that because.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
Devin.
What's your guys' thoughts on, because I saw people also talking about possibly, obviously not this year, but transferring to like how the college is doing it now, where their kickoffs, aren't their players like lining up all the way down the field instead of like having that long run into the player? You essentially line up like on the line of scrimmage, essentially.
That's hard because you're taking away from other people's positions. I mean, this is positions that guys practice for, you know, since they were kids, and hoping that they could at least get that opportunity. I mean,
yeah, special teams, man.
Special teams is a big key to making a squad. So you take that away, now you're kind of like minimizing their hopes or their chances of making that squad.
You know? It's a very good point, Brian. Being a former kick returner is special. If you can get it right, there's some guys that can just weave in and out and just make it look like an art form. So I feel like the Devin Hesters of the world, you know,
that's why I don't like all the rule changes like that. That eliminates the Devin Hesters of the world from, you know, becoming great.
It's a tough scene out here, man.
It is, man. They gotta, you know, slow their roll on a lot of.
And honestly, teams. Like when you have a kick return touchdown, that's one of the most exciting plays, you know, in football, in my opinion.
But from the analytics and the numbers on injuries caused on kick return, you know, that's where they're trying to make the game safer.
I think the analytics also point to those padded helmets help out a lot too, but they don't want to use those. So it seems very selective in their safety.
Who doesn't want to look like an awesome blossom from running around here? If you've never been to, yeah, I can't even remember the name of the restaurant. Let's see. Preseason. Regular parking. I don't know about tailgate.
Man, look,
I think they were talking about the
what?
They were talking about L.A. They were talking about L.A.
Oh, I heard it's tough.
How much will the tailgate be in Los Angeles? That's what they're asking.
Oh, gosh.
I heard it's expensive.
Yeah, I mean it's L.A. I mean everything's expensive in California.
Evan, are you excited about L.A.?
Saving up my change now.
you guys want to go to the lot?
Man's been clipping. Clipping toenails.
He's clipping coupons.
Clipping toenails, putting them in bags, and starting his OnlyFans.
Yes. Mr. Tone says, Market King is my guy for punter. He has the best rockings, you know, before he gets the ball. Market King. Interesting.
I honestly don't understand why he's not still in the league. He was a good punter. And then I think he went to, was it the USFL or the XFL, one of the two. And then he was like the top punter there. And I don't understand why he hasn't worked his way back into the league.
Now, Sean says, what's up, guys? I want to see Matt Ariza, punt guy, who's available, be a bonus on our special teams. Obviously,
Todd's been barking up that tree all
year. Yeah, yes. I have. As soon as we lost our punter, I texted Todd and said, hey, here's your moment to shine. Todd in the comments, and you know, this is, but his situation, he was cleared from this, his allegations. Mm-hmm. And I know there are some, this is a comment you see in every Eagles chat or every comment, anything about punters. Would you sign Ariza now that he's been cleared?
Listen, man, I'm not in charge of the Eagles. I'm not. My short answer is I guess, but it's one of those things that I don't know, man. It just makes me feel kind of icky because I get it. I totally get the fact that he didn't end up getting charged and all that stuff. But if you go back and you read the story, there was things that he admitted he did. He said, yeah, he did it. So I don't know. It's just kind of gross to me.
There's things that he admitted that. Just were. I didn't read the interview, so
yeah, I'm not trying to be caught up in libel here either. So I don't want to get my information wrong, but I just remember him admitting to something within the accusations, and I was like, I don't know, man. I just don't want to touch it.
I mean, my thing is, this team is so stacked, right? It's just I've seen a couple veteran punters get released. I would try those guys first before bringing in, just because I don't want anyone asking Jalen Hurts what he thinks about Matt Araiza. I don't like that's annoying, and that will be questioned to every leader on his team. We're gonna have to talk about this situation, and we're talking about punters.
And let's talk about the facts. Like, I mean, he was drafted. He was a drafted punter, which means that he was highly sought after before all these allegations came out. And now he's sitting around as a free agent. And it's not just the Eagles that are kind of sitting there afraid to touch him. Every other team in the league is in the same boat where they just don't know what to do with that whole situation. So I think that that kind of speaks volumes just about where this actually sits. I don't know.
Now, Joe has a question here. He says, has the best last name, Joe Hennessy. Do you guys think JT will suit up this year? Do you think Howie was actually pursuing him? I do think Howie does his due diligence, and I think he might have had a number and might have had a low ball offer in mind because he's Howie. But I think JT will suit up this year. But he imagine having to play for Irsay after he just degraded you and your position.
I think Le'Veon Bell kind of ruined that for a lot of dudes, man. I'm not gonna lie, because he had that holdout year, and that did not end up benefiting him at all, man.
I think he got his money, but
his career went down.
Right. True. But like, if you're talking about if he would have got hurt the next day, he wouldn't have got that money. But I think it did effectively ruin his mojo moving forward, but he did get his money.
But I'm just saying, I think a lot of running backs that are sitting here and kind of weighing the option of, hey, should I hold out the same way that Le'Veon Bell did? I think that they're hesitant to do so just because of how that played out.
Pete Nathan stands on a soapbox. He says, let's go get destroying to play punter and tell him he can do his YouTube thing, unless he's practicing with the Eagles. His thing was with the NCAA. That's why he couldn't do YouTube, because UCF wouldn't allow him to do it. But he's changed the game, okay? You can now do those things.
Yeah, but why isn't he on a roster then?
Does he need to be?
Because he can do those things, but doesn't have to be on the team.
He's making money.
Exactly. So why would he leave what he's doing then? He's not risking his life. Well, not that a punter really would be. But.
Shout out to Kathy, one of the workers down at the link. She says she cannot wait for the season.
Makes four of us.
Bob from Down Under says, did Covey get fired for that weird photo with his girlfriend? I don't know about that.
I don't know. Evan's excited to see.
How much the 4th of John Taylor be in Los Angeles? We're going with Philly Sports Trips. So if you go to phillysportstrips.com, they will have all the information there. We will not be running that tailgate. We'll be attending that tailgate. But if you go to 4th and John tailgate at the link, guess how much they cost, Evan?
It's free $99.
Prime. Guess how much they cost, Evan?
Free $99.
There's your answer. Ryan says, did they restock the Kelly Green jerseys?
They've been restocked. They never went out of stock.
No, they just restocked the Kelsey jersey at the Colts preseason game. They ran out of lots of sizes of the Kelsey jersey. So I tried to get some rando Eagle fan in our Facebook comments.
I tried it. I as much as I said I was going to try to stick to defense this year, bro, that Jalen Hurts is looking more and more like
You got the Reddick, bro.
I know. I'm just saying, though. But I mean, like, I went in there looking for the Jalen. They didn't have it. They didn't have no Jalen in there. So I don't know, man. I'm keeping my eye on that one, but I'm trying to stay to my word, trying to go right defense.
I got to return my Kelly Green Sipos jersey.
Pete Nathan says Ringo can return kicks and punts. Okay, we'll see about that. Joe has spoke his mind about the Colts situation. Kathy asks, who is going to be the backup QB? That is Mariota right now, as much as it's, you know, it is what it is. They're going to give him his opportunity. He's got 5 million reasons why he's going to get that opportunity. So that's what it is. We'll see. We'll see. In a cool tone says, can you legally sue someone for making a lie that you got fired from a job?
Yes.
Give me my payback in emotional damages. You know, we're just a football podcast. We can't give you legal advice.
Not good legal advice.
I know an attorney named Jordan Freeman.
Wow. Just name dropping on the show.
You can call him up for his services.
And if you need him to dance in the sparklers, he could do that too. At a night tailgate.
Full Mad Run says, let me rephrase, this fourth and John charge of the tailgate.
No, for the food. Not at our tailgates. No.
Yeah.
But we don't run the away game tailgates.
Ryan Murphy asks, I need a 2XL in Kelsey Nurse. I saw a 2XL, the $130 one. If you need one, me and Prime are trying to come up with ideas how to gain him points on his Eagles credit card. this is the opportunity of a lifetime for you Eagle fans to get points for Prime's. This is benefiting everyone here. So, right? Is this what we talked about?
Yeah, we definitely talked about it. I'm all in.
I'm caught up in this last comment from Harley. Ryan, you gotta clear the search history, bro.
a little delay there. It caught me off guard. Sorry. My bad. Definitely caught me off guard.
What happened? I missed.
Just check out the comments. Hey, man. It's pretty great.
Looks like we got a match.com going on.
Jeez Louise.
Dude, Bob Downey. Oh, I'm sorry. Harley, we gotta kick you out of here. You're a bot.
So Ryan says he will Venmo you. Hey man, this is what it is. We get a lot of requests for jerseys, but me and Prime had talked. I said this is the perfect way. You know, maybe we can get you some. Yeah, Harley, get out of here. Okay. Hey, any final thoughts about the 53-man roster? Anything?
I mean,
just overall, like
spitballing off the top of my head, I think the biggest eye opener were two things. It was the four guys being carried at wide receiver, and I think that, you know, the thinness of our linebacker group are the most notable things.
I'm just ready to see these boys go to work, man.
I'm going to say my most surprised, but I think in terms of making it, we're talking about Mario Goodrich, man. Mm. You know, making the 50 final 53 is, you know, from a UDFA coming on this team last year to making it on the roster. And then you got Eli Ricks also making it, which on our last episode that with Mal, I'm trying to think of who brought up the question, but they said if it was like 53 start, start, like bench or release, mm-hmm. We said start Eli Ricks. We said bench Ringo, and then cut would be Garner, hoping that you would get him on the practice squad. If that happens, I'm cool with that. Gardner did make a name for himself, but not a big enough name to make the 53. But I still think he did well for a UDFA.
I'm not trying to throw shots here, but I did not see the same play in Gardner that everybody else had seen. Or maybe I'm just comparing it to the rest of the corners that we had. You know, there was the young guys that made this roster are the ones that really popped out off the page to me. Garner, I think that was the right move in cutting him. And what is it about Mario Goodrich's name? Whose name Tires? Does that sound like?
Tires.
Yeah, like I was sitting here, I was like, why does that sound like a mechanic's name or something? Like Mario Goodrich. Yeah.
Good wrench with that. Goodrich. Yeah, man. Shout out to Hollis and Mal. Obviously.
What?
Got more craziness.
I mean, if Edmundo Sosa just tackled Shohei, I would say that's pretty crazy. How'd that end up happening?
I got to see how the play went down. As long as nobody swung and got hit, we good.
Is that a baseball reference?
Yeah.
This guy.
I don't do baseball, man.
Yeah, obviously. Just stick to your returning balls.
just football right now.
Yeah.
No fantasy football either. Yay or nay on a fantasy football league for fantasy football fourth and John league.
We say we're gonna do it every year, and then we never.
No, I'm just saying you. I'm asking you guys.
I agree with Evan. We say we're gonna do it every year, and we just never do it. So here we are agreeing.
I mean, you were the one that was advocating hard earlier that just try not doing it for a year. That was you. We back it up about an hour.
This is content right here, man. I'm just making it.
I mean, I'm down.
Now, T. Carmack asks, who is the 4th and John's official barbecue representative? We don't have one. A barbecue team? That's barbecue Alex, sponsor? Bro. I mean, Alex.
Alex Levine.
No, his pork is a winner. It's won awards.
It has it.
All right. You didn't answer my question. says, all right.
What was the question?
What was the question, Bob? We always answer questions. Here we are.
Was it about Harley?
I don't know.
All right.
How long does it take to clear waivers? 24 hours?
That's a good question.
All right. 24 hours.
That's a good question.
Rack Shack. I feel like he should know the answer to this.
G2, my guy. Are you serious, Rack Shack?
Come on, Rack. Come on.
I'm gonna call you Weak Shack for that one. Yeah. It's free, my guy. Always free. We see Ryan asks Swift, what you think? Standard scoring fantasy football? I think he's going to get his, man. But you do have to worry about – look at the running backs. Look at their production and scoring. Look at how long did it take Miles Sanders to score a touchdown?
I mean, 2 years ago, an entire season, didn't score at all.
I mean, Jalen Hurts is going to take some of those goal line looks too on those little QB sneaks.
Still alive.
And we totally fantasy football talk.
But Ryan, my honest opinion is to just enjoy the Eagles for what they are. And I wouldn't really draft any Eagles running backs unless you're going deeper in the draft. I wouldn't be looking to start an Eagles running back on your team just because there's just so many mouths to feed.
True that. Bob, I'm going to say 24 hours, man. So your question is answered. 24 hours.
He just made up that answer, but it is answered.
Should have just left it as his answer. You didn't have to tell him I made it up, man.
I mean, every team in the league has an opportunity to claim him. So,
are you guys like with the emergence of Sidney Brown? Are you guys less interested in the Buda Baker thing? With how our safeties are looking, or are you still gung ho on bringing Buda in?
A quick answer: it is 24 hours. Our safety situation. I do think. I mean, if my thing is, you know, the beats have said that Edmonds hasn't looked. He hasn't looked amazing. Like he's been okay, but has he been flashy?
Has he been not really? Has been okay.
Okay. So I think if you're looking to like juice up the position and you feel like Edmonds is more serviceable than Evans is, then Evans would be the odd man out. Edmonds moves over and you bring in that safety.
Makes sense.
I mean, we're just rocking without a punter. I would love to rock without a punter for one game. Just for flex reasons.
Yeah, no, I got you. But like,
Elliot, you can't punt. You don't think?
I don't know. But let me just put a scenario out there for you. Like, say we just get sacked in our own zone, and then we're looking at like a 4th and 15 on our own 40. What do we do then when we don't have a punter?
Just run it. Tush push, Jalen Hurts. Coming open bleed, I believe Green said record predictions.
I've got the Eagles. I believe when we went through it earlier this year, I think I have them at 12-5.
I think I said Adam Ellis at one point 15-2. But like reasonably 13-4. I don't think any less.
I got one loss.
Wow, 16-1. Is it, who is it?
Kansas City.
Oh, this guy, and still gets on. He's like, I'm just going for the barbecue. Just going for the barbecue. But before we get out of here, I just want to appreciate you guys in the comments. Appreciate you guys posting. Appreciate you guys spending your time with us on a Tuesday. Obviously, for the guys that listen on the road, on the podcast, we appreciate you guys tuning in as well. And again, when we're on the road, we'd love to meet up with you guys. When we're at home games, we'd love to meet up with you guys. Make sure you guys keep posted our socials. We'll give you details for every tailgate as we go forward. Usually you drop information on Fridays or Saturdays, but we will be having those tailgates and should be an amazing year. It's almost here, guys. All this talk we've been doing during the off season. Hey, man, it's about to be real. Every week is drama. Mm. Every week is ups and downs.
The weather's getting cooler. Sweatpants season's back.
Prime shit talking elevates. He gets in the heads of opposing fans on the road and at home.
Yes, sir.
People will get Prime. People will get Prime. You got your stickers ready, Prime?
Oh yeah. You want to know if my stickers are ready, bro? I'm glad you. I'm stacked up.
Oh baby,
this guy.
Right. I could go. I got about. Ten seasons.
Can people see the stickers?
I got about 10 seasons in here. I got them ready to go. You know what I'm saying? They on there. You know what I mean? What else?
This guy. Where'd you get all those dime bags at, pal?
I got that. Yeah.
This guy got more accessories than.
Yeah, I mean, I'm there, bro.
Oh,
what you want?
Full body.
Yeah. What you want? I'm there.
Ryan said he would like a sticker.
I gotcha.
You should make a sticker with like you standing with the helmet on, and then a mini you as your son.
I like it. I like where you're going with it. I'm gonna give you the credit for that one.
Jason says he would like a Prime sticker sent to.
I gotcha. Hit me up. I'll make sure I'll take care of y'all. Although I only got one for the breast cancer, you know what I mean? Yeah, we good. We in there.
Very nice.
Almost forgot, man. Shout out to Bud Light for holding us down at the tailgates. Obviously, the season is about to be upon us. Supplying the suds and been doing it for the last 7 years. Shout out to Concha Hawken Italian Bakery. Give Tina your love. She's amazing. Her family is amazing. 50 years, doing it for 50 years. That's a long time. Got to be doing something right. And shout out to these guys right here. Evan with the psychedelic cheesesteak. Prime doesn't make anything, but I'll show you some love.
Wow. Thanks.
Prime brings up the spirits, bro.
I bring up everybody's spirits, man. You having a bad day? Come and see me.
Are you trying to get that position with the Eagles? VP of hype man.
With that said,
last word, Mr. Primo. What is your last word before we get out of here?
I want to give a shout out to my little man. My little man made his appearance at the game last week. First time, first game. Certificate came in last night.
What?
Yeah, I forgot to grab it that night, but they ended up sending it to me. Not only did he make his appearance, he brought out the little baby Prime mask, and he made the screen. If y'all didn't get a chance, go check out my page. You'll see the little man up there. He was even there we go. He was up there chilling with Daddy, man. That's a moment, man.
That's definitely awesome. Yeah, want to zoom in on that? Yeah, hold on, I got you.
Look at that. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
That's pretty awesome. That is dope shot.
That boy made history. So, I mean, a lot of people have been reaching out to me talking about I should get that big picture and framed. And, you know, lo and behold, it's in the works. It's in the works.
Yeah, that's funny.
Shout out to my man that was sitting behind us. He was hilarious, man. He didn't even realize he was on the screen until after the fact. But, yeah, it was cool. It was definitely a cool moment. So, shout out to my little man. You know, I mean, I'm glad I was able to experience that moment with him. But, look, man, we're here. Preseason's over. Now we can focus on this 53-man roster. You know what I mean? Who's here to stay? There's going to be some moves that are going to be made within the week, even next 2 weeks. So don't be surprised. I mean, hey, Howie might have something in the bag. I'm kind of hoping he does, you know, because, you know, bringing up, going back to what Evan had mentioned, that linebacker position is kind of slim. So if he makes a move there, I'm all for it. But at the end of the day, riding with this team, I got high hopes. I really see them being better than they were last year. That's where I feel. I really do. And I'm excited to get, you know, start getting into these road games. I'm really excited about New England, bro. I can't stop thinking about it. Can't stop talking about it. I'm souped up. I got some drops to make. I got new masks, a couple new masks to go ahead and present. So I'm ready for it, man. I'm ready. Let's just get to work.
For me, I agree with you entirely, Prime. I think that this team is better than the team that we had last year. I'm not so sure if the regular season record is going to reflect that. Like I said, I kind of anticipate 12 wins this year, but we also are playing a harder schedule. So I'm thinking that once we get to the playoffs, we're as good as gold, man. And we're going to be right back in that Super Bowl. Plan is to win it, man. That's what our sights are set on this year. It's going to be a fun one, man. Looking forward to the tailgates, looking forward to the ride. But you know, I'm always throwing in my non-Eagles points at this point in the show now too. Let's give it up for the Phils, bro.
Let's go. Phils
have been red hot. Bryce on fire. Trey Turner, ever since the ovation, has been a completely different man. Let's roll, bro. I'm ready for the Phillies postseason.
Here comes the custom.
Some Philly Vans in the works.
Those are fire. Honestly, those are really nice.
They match your hat, Ev.
They do.
These are going to Kevin Negandhi, by the way, from ESPN.
Little flex.
Nice.
You know. But yeah, I mean, the Phillies are awesome.
Evan, see how Kevin got boosted up over the list on us? You know what I mean?
What happened?
The waiting list that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Kevin Negandhi's been waiting a year. I'm just saying.
Fuck. Okay, you said enough. Yeah, you said enough, bro.
You've been waiting a year. But yeah, my last word, let's see, man, I just appreciate you guys in the comments. It's been a wild ride. I think everyone who's been rocking with us since draft season, we've been like waiting for this moment. Like you're seeing the team formulate. I think it's just amazing to see the nucleus, the young and the old coming together. But I think that the youth depth is phenomenal. These guys are, I think, role players already. And they're like, some of them are rookies. We're talking about second year UDFA guys making an impact. So I think overall, I think it's great. I think Jalen Hurts, he's getting his due. I think, you know, what is his cap hit this year? Like $6 million. Doing good things for the Eagles. And in return, he's getting signed by the Jordan brand. He's getting love from Hulu now. He's just getting the back end dollar.
Jalen Hulu has live sports?
Yes. I mean, we everything is working its way out. Big shout out to my girl, man. This house thing is underway. Talking about, I have never seen anything as crazy as what I'm going through right now. We're at 48 hours of painting. My man is, I could be a pro right now at painting.
Michelangelo, right?
They threw out my toilet today. The old guy that lived there, it could have been 60 years of sitting on that toilet. We had to get it out. Got a brand new toilet today. Shout out to Ev. I got his approval. But I mean, this house thing is bananas. But if you have the right person by your side, you could do anything. So shout out to Amanda.
You're going to do the right thing with that toilet? You going to bidet it up?
She said, hey, do you want to christen it or should I? And I was like, I got this girl.
Evan's on his way over.
I got my guy Evan coming over. He's going to give me a review.
Those are good facilities right there.
So, yeah, man, shout out to you guys in the chat again. Shout out to you guys listening on the road. We'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.